Next patient is Alison Worsham. That is Allison, Alison Worsham, Worsham. Date of birth 4/11/81. Date of visit is 3/21/24. Please make a copy for Terry Gilliard, ARNP. GILYARD. Terry, TERRY. Terry Gilliard, ARNP. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph. This will tell us. This is a 42-year-old lady who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion. Was recently sent for a chest x-ray, which showed no active pulmonary disease. The patient states the symptoms have been coming on since over a year, and she has not been on any specific medications. And she denies significant cough, but has some wheezing episodes. There was no history of chest pains, leg or calf muscle pains, but she has had some joint pains and leg edema. Next paragraph. Past history has included history for hypertension and history of polycystic kidney disease. Patient also had left knee ACL repair and has had three C-sections. She denies any history of asthma and she does have some nasal allergies. And post-nasal drip. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking and denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to lisinopril and shellfish. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother has a history of lupus. Father had heart disease. Next line, medalist. Etanolol 25 milligrams a day, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily. Next, system review of the patient has had no weight loss, no fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, does have urinary frequency, no flank pains. And she has shortness of breath and no wheezing. Or cough. So no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, calf muscle pains, or palpitations. No leg edema, no anxiety, no depression. She has bleeding gums. And she has some joint pains and muscle stiffness. There's no headache, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This obese middle-aged obese middle-aged lady. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, lymphadenopathy, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 80. Pulse is 75, respiration 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 310. Saturation 96. HE and Vietnam phallic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements. Diminished excursions. And distant birth sounds. Heart, the absence of regular, swollen, to no murmur. Abdomen is obese, protuberant, without masses, no again, or megalith, bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Mild peripheral edema with diminished peripheral pulses. No cap tenderness or swelling. Reflex is a 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesion. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. Etiology to be determined. Number 2 is a history of hypertension. Number 3. Chronic kidney disease, number 4, exogenous obesity, number 5, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, CMPIGE level, and eosinophil count. Get a CT chest with contrast to rule out pulmonary emboli, get a complete PFT. A polysomnographic study will be arranged as well. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. She will use a Ventolin HFA and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. And was advised to go to the emergency room if she has any acute symptoms and shortness of breath. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Terry Gilliard, GILYARD, ARNP. Thank you.